because you guys had a hard-fought victory, and it was really a lot of different things here in this, especially in the second half. Maybe got a little tight in that second quarter, but your second half, it was really a lot of the defensive end being done.
Yeah, we started out early in the first quarter, had a pretty good first quarter and jumped out a little bit, and then they kind of came back on us and I think tied it up in the first or close. Yeah, second quarter wasn't great, but we coach kind of challenged them at halftime. She kind of challenged a little bit about toughening up and doing some little fundamental things a lot better, and being a little more patient on offense in the paint, because our post players didn't feel like gave us a lot in the first half and thought they did much better in the second half.
Absolutely here, and as you take a look at this, you guys on the defensive end, Colby loved to do the backdoor cuts, and other than maybe two times tonight, they were unsuccessful on it, and it was really a lot of good help defense as well on those.
Yeah, you know, we were playing man, and we really tried to take the Vaughn girl out of the game as best that we could. You know, I don't know what she ended up with, but I know it wasn't one of her better scoring games. I think she got a little frustrated, but I think more so her teammates got frustrated because they couldn't get it to her. I think they depend on her quite a bit. So, you know, Bailey Lauder was covering her. We were kind of it's not a boxing one because we were man, but the same theory with whoever's covering her. And Bailey locked onto her pretty good. And then Madison Schaffman came in and spelled her here and there and gave her a little rest too. So Coach is really pleased with how those two played on the defensive end.
Absolutely. You know, if it was one thing tonight, the biggest thing tonight, I should say, for you guys was probably your bench play. They carried you guys a long ways. And Nancy Weeby, that steal and that breakaway layup in the fourth quarter to give you guys a 13-point lead at the time, and then clutch shooting by the freshman Emily Weathers in that fourth quarter. Those are two big plays, and that Paige Winterland stood her ground as well on the defense tonight. Some big plays, and you mentioned Madison Shopman was pretty steady for you guys as well tonight.
Yeah, you know, in the paint, you know, Emily Weathers by far our best scorer. You know, she just got a nice little shot in there. She jumps really well. The other girls, you know, didn't shoot here tonight like we do at practice. I mean, we don't shoot that poorly at practice all the time. We just kind of rush things to get in games. So we can get them to calm down and put a few points in here or there. But I think the biggest thing is understanding what they do really well. You know, Paige Winland usually defends pretty well and blocks out real well. And, you know, Emily Smith, you know, kind of the same thing. Defensively and blocking out is what we really want out of her. We got to get her scoring some of those low shots. But, you know, Kiana was kind of really struggled tonight shooting, especially in the first half. But, you know, got her one shot to go starting out the third quarter, really patient, got a little fake in there and then took it up. And, you know, we've got to get probably more points out of them in the paint, you know, but they just got to slow down and play within themselves. But they still do some really good things on the other end for us. So, you know, it's a basketball one of the complete game's pretty tough to have, you know. So Emily's really scoring well for us, Weathers, but on defense she kind of gets lost every once in a while, and then we're really working hard on getting her to block out better. But, you know, so they all got good things they bring to us.
One player that helped you guys get off to a really good start that time was Caitlin Robertson. She'd been kind of missing with around the perimeter, especially the first or last three games, and she was big with three threes in that first quarter and did a lot of nice things for you guys tonight.
Yeah, she got off to a good start, and then we kind of couldn't find her. And, you know, she was open a couple times. We just didn't locate her a couple times after that, you know. But, you know, it's really good to see her hit a shot or two early because it gets her confidence going, and she is a good shooter, especially when she's got confidence and ready to shoot the ball.
Well, you have a two-week hiatus, game-wise, but you'll probably have the next 2 weeks or a week off at least for practice, come back, and then Southwestern Heights right after the Christmas break.
Yeah, we got those days where the state won't let us practice, and which is a good thing. You know, some coaches might just go straight through, but we'll get back right after that and get started and get ready to go to Southwestern Heights. And I'm not sure where we go Friday. Maybe Ulysses at home or something like that.
All right. Once again, it's assistant coach Jim Turner here at halftime of the boys' game, recapping the girls' game. Lady Beavers, 54-42 win over Colby. Coach, thanks you for the time. Have a good Christmas.
All right, you too, Adam.